Go, talk to her, say hello. What are you waiting for? My sister Debbie asked. Even though she has known me longer than anyone else in the world, she doesn't get me. Or maybe she does, and that's why she pushes. Sometimes I wait too long. It had been over 10 years since I'd been to Hawaii, and I'd never looked up old childhood friends. I walked over to Dawn's table and waited for a break in the conversation. You like play chalk? I asked. Excuse me? I don't know why I thought she would remember that phrase. I don't know why I thought she would recognize me. I didn't even recognize me. Damp from the beach and no makeup. I wore a black dress that was really a beach cover-up, and with my still sandy feet and salty, stiff salon red hair, I looked very different than the 10-year-old towhead I was 30 years ago. If it weren't for the newspaper clipping I carried, I wouldn't have recognized her either. Dawn Decoy, all grown up in a pale green swing dress and strappy silver sandals, singing in a jazz band at Makaha, a golf resort at the westernmost edge of Oahu. I repeated, "You like play chalk?" Even though I realized that this clever intro I had thought up on the drive from Waikiki wasn't really very clever, but I was committed. "I'm sorry," she said, shaking her head. I felt like I was speaking a foreign language, and I was. I was speaking pidgin English, the language of my childhood. It was the language of jacks and jump rope and Barbie dolls, the language of eating guavas and lihimoy and running from imaginary wild boars in the valley behind our houses on Palula Way. It was the language my parents hated, but it was the language I needed to fit in. The first time I saw Dawn, my best friend Didi Wong and I weren't sure if she was a boy or a girl. Her hang ten t-shirt and below-the-ear 70s-era shag hair offered no clue. We stared at this kid sitting on the low lava wall that defined the Bikoi property as we walked arm-in-arm around the cul-de-sac once, twice, maybe three times. Dawn was the first to speak. "You like play chalk?" she said. Didi and I looked at each other, shrugged, and walked towards Dawn, her outstretched hand holding a piece of white chalk. We sat on the sidewalk and began to draw. It was so simple then. This moment was awkward. "Didn't your mom tell you I was coming?" My sister had stopped by the old neighborhood and ran into Mrs. Bikoy. "Oh my God, Jennifer," she said, cupping my face in her hands. "I'm so honored that you came." As I stood in that Polynesian-style resort bar with its lava rock walls and koa wood trim, I looked at Dawn. Her brown, sparkling eyes were so familiar, yet unfamiliar all the same. I felt as if I were struggling to recognize a part of myself, a piece of my own childhood.